Jim.
Jim Odlin, owner of a small family-run company that operates five fishing vessels that fish on George's Bank quite a bit during the year. Haddock has been our bread and butter for many years now. So yellowtails is very important to us in order to access the haddock. So far this year, we've only caught 5% of our yellowtail allocation and 11% of our cod. However, that's by design. That's what sectors are designed to do, is to allow people to manage their fisheries as they see fit in order to come up with the best yield out of the fisheries. And I submit that the sectors are doing that job currently. So just want that there. You know, when I sat on that side of the table for quite a few years, I always tried to stay consistent with the way I was doing things. And that started at the very beginning when we first started allocating resources. And I think we have always allocated resources based on historic catch. So I think you should stay with that. We allocated the general category scallop fisheries based on its historic catch. We allocated the haddock cap to the heron fisheries based on its historic catch. We allocated the recreational fisheries its share of groundfish based on historic catch. So that has been a consistent way of allocating resources through many years. And I don't think you should change it. In fact, I think if you do change it, you're going to have some serious way to justify it, because it won't be fair and equitable. I mean, it's not about dollars. You cannot allocate resources just based on economics alone. You have to look at fair and equitable and social and economic. So I think Ron was right. You're going to lose several million dollars worth of groundfish if you go with the 90% of need or whatever the other options are. So at the end of the day, I think you need to split off. Another subject is you need to split off management of scallops from management of yellowtails. They're not the same. You shouldn't be managing your scallop resource based on availability of yellowtails. You should set your quotas in fisheries based on the amount of scallops that can come out of it, and then figure out, the industry has to figure out how they can operate with the, whatever the bycatch cap of a particular species is going to be going forward. And that will happen if you do it. We know that this projection stuff hasn't worked. Ron was right on that. You need a baseline. You need to get this done for the council's sake once. You can't be sitting here every single year redoing these projections and running over and trying to figure out how to do this going forward. So I submit you need to figure out a way to set a baseline. And picking a historic catch baseline, and by the way, the highest year in recent times, which isn't how we did it in other times, which is 16% is the highest year, is a very rational and real way to do it. So then we understand there's not enough yellowtails. But in order to get over this hump, I think somebody ought to think about a compromise. And I'm in support of this motion. Well, I'm in support of you fixing a fixed percentage and getting it done for the council's sake and the industry's sake going forward, so we can move on and figure out the other mechanisms of how to make this work. But I think you ought to consider, and I saw some numbers here that just came out today, that the scallop industry could probably work next year with 40% of the 212 tons. So I think somebody may want to think about a compromise, but fix everything in place, that they would get 40% of the allocated yellowtails for 2013, and then 16% thereafter. It gives you 1 year to get over the hump. It's ratcheting down. It's getting the job done for the council's point of view. For a longer period of time, you're done with this. Then they have a percentage. They will reduce their bycatch. That will happen. The current system, that's not happening. You know, we heard a lot about how they came up with this, and the good work, the hot spots, and the management that they're doing. But what forced that on them was a cap on the access to the eastern area when we had it back at 10%. Otherwise, it would have never happened. And that's what got them to where they are today. Right now, if we gave them 90% of the need, I never thought that should have been approvable in the beginning. How can you give one segment of the industry 90% of what they need and another segment of the industry 1% of what they need? That just doesn't make sense. So I think that somebody might want to think about that as a compromise, and I would support that. And if that isn't going to happen, then I support a fixed percentage, and then, you know, there'll have to be some mechanism for the scallop industry to adjust as far as trading. And by the way, we had that on the table here 3 years ago, and who killed it? Wasn't the groundfish industry that wanted to stop the trading of groundfish to scallop, as it was the scallop industry didn't want to do it. And they actually wasted a lot of our time on that issue. So that's where I am. Thank you.